Morongo Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1. Los Angeles.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. I guess the beekeeper is going to come by tomorrow about this time and bring some bees down here, and I'm going to get stung because I think I might be allergic. I'm not sure, though, because, I mean, everyone avoids bees. And I think I was told I was allergic, and I don't know if I was told that by my parents or by my mother to protect me from going and just farting around bees so I wouldn't get stung. You're allergic, or you might be, and you could die. And so I don't know. So the beekeeper's coming by tomorrow. You should just sting us all to find out who is allergic.
Don't bring us into your little bee plot, your little bee movie.
All right, so yeah, I'm going to get stung by bees
sting
tomorrow.
Sting us all.
I'll stick my arm in a beehive.
And by the way, you said you shouldn't have, you don't know if you should wear a medical bracelet. You should because you're allergic to penicillin, if I recall. That's you, right?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. Do we have a penicillin keeper? Can somebody bring down some penicillin and some bees, and I'll just see what I'm allergic to tomorrow.
I've got some mold in my shower stall. I can scrape some off and bring it in. You can chew
your shower stall?
So they got penicillin.
That's not mold. That's soap scum.
That's how they got penicillin. It's from mold.
No, that's not mold, though. That's scum. That's different, isn't it?
You haven't seen my shower.
It's Frosty.
I remember we had a shower curtain growing up, and, you know, we only had the one shower, so the family had to use it, family of five, and... And a water softener, so it really never got the soap completely off your body. It always, like, you never felt like you got rinsed.
Yeah.
It's like slick, 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 and just never really got it off of you. And the shower curtain had so much soap scum that it would get wet, and it could layer off like red kelp. It was the texture of kelp, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sadly.
Growing, like, seaweedy type stuff out there in the ocean. Yeah.
The old family shower curtain.
God.
We used one rag. We always use the same rag.
We had the wash rag, too. Is this a Midwest thing? Where's the wash rag? Not a wash rag.
No, you're
the
saying wash it wrong. Rag. You're saying it wrong.
Where's the rag?
Washcloth.
Wash rag.
Washcloth.
I ain't seen your washcloth. It's out there in the line up here.
Yep.
It's up under the line.
I think your sister's using it upstairs. She'll bring it down a minute. God, you're so right. So gross.
How many times have been born centuries ago when even a couple centuries ago in the pioneer days, there was a pecking order where the man bathed once a week.
Out of the same bowl.
In the big, huge, like a big wash tub.
Yeah.
And the man of the house went first.
And the water
then the
was
wife.
Hot.
It was hot. Then he gets, of course, he's been farming
of
all
course.
Week, so he's money. Then the wife gets in. Then the oldest child, and it goes down the order, so the youngest child goes last. After how many?
And he's like swimming in a mud puddle.
Who ends up being dirtier than if he had not?
And families back then had 8 or 10 kids because half of them died. Then, you know, they had more kids than they should because they needed to perform.
But they catch in the water. The bathwater probably killed the young kids. We got Eli on line one talking about being nude in San Francisco. Hello, Eli.
Hi, Frank. I'm also allergic to penicillin, too, so that's a double whammy today. But yeah, I went about 5 years ago. I visited a friend in the past.
Ellie, something happened to you.
What's wrong with your phone?
What?
Your phone suddenly sounded like you were holding it all the way away from your face when you kept talking. I mean, put the thing right by your mouth.
Is it better now?
No.
Are you using a speakerphone or headset?
No.
Okay, what's the brand name of your phone? What phone is this?
Samsung Galaxy S7.
You can't, see, it's so bad.
I think it's getting ready to explode. I think get it away from your face.
Yeah.
I can't even hear you.
Sorry.
Too bad.
I was about to say, like, Time Magazine on it. I got it free for a Time Magazine subscription 27 years ago. Still works.
She said she went nude in San Francisco.
Well,
and she probably wouldn't say it. I'm cute because you said they're all ugly people.
I said most.
Who go nude?
I said most. I said 99%.
And I wanted to find out what she looked like.
She's the 1%.
As far as comparing her to a celebrity and picture her nude in my head. But now her phone doesn't work.
I was walking one time to a ball game, AT&T Park. I lived just down the block from the ballpark there in San Francisco a couple years ago when I was living there. And the crowd was having a party. This is like, it's a big game, sold out, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people on the sidewalk out in front of the ballpark. And the crowd is sort of parting to let something through. So I stepped aside. You know, you see one going off the side, you follow him. And in came this group of about 50 bicyclists riding their bikes through the crowd, all naked. Completely naked.
That's the one thing you don't want to do naked.
All men, by the way. And
that's why they call it the ballpark. There's no game going on that day.
And the weirdest thing was, not to get too graphic here at 7-11 in the morning, but they were older and they were, well, I mean, they weren't like a hot young.
Were they overweight?
Some were
it
fat.
It wasn't like the Tour de France was coming through.
Right.
Right, right.
They're pretty much middle-aged, fat, old, hippie-looking people. But almost all the guys I noticed, they passed because they'd been pedaling and the blood was flowing, so to speak, and they were excited to be there.
Why are you looking at their boners?
You couldn't help but see when you got 50 of these things going. Yeah. I'm thinking, but the weird thing about San Francisco is nobody gave it a second look. They just stepped
except
aside.
You looked at everybody a second time.
Well, I'm from out of town.
He's a newbie. Yeah.
I got the hell out of this one. As soon as I could. I'm not a San Francisco.
He's a tourist.
That's how common it is there.
Wow.
Well, I mean, that old saying, fat and happy. So I think that they've accepted their bodies for what they are, and they're not. There's no self-consciousness there.
Good for them, but don't force it on the entire crowd. There's no kids going to the game. There's nuns.
Yeah, a recent study says being skinny is linked to depression.
Is it?
In another news, Frosty claims he loves his life.
Interesting.
Funny.
Because you're skinny and you're hungry. You're like, damn it, I'm so depressed. I just want to have a sandwich.
Food loves me and I love it.
So were there little kids at the ballpark? And so these naked guys are riding by, were parents holding their eyes?
No, they weren't too very
they weren't?
No, because that's San Francisco. They're kind of used to it.
I guess if you point it out or react, and the kid will go, what do I need to see? And then they'll look around for biker boners.
Yeah.
Well, you always try to protect your kids. I mean, I'm a parent. I guess I'm a little more lax when it comes to, you know, not introducing your kids to certain things. But you're probably taking your kid to school right now. They're in the car, and you're listening to the radio, and you're waiting for that moment that you have to turn it from the Frost, Eddie, and Frank show because we've gone down a certain road, like biker boners.
Yeah, I think we lost
your
minute
probably
ago.
Not listening anymore.
Yeah.
But when it comes to music, you're going to let your little kid listen to music. You might want to put on genres that you think are probably more kid-friendly, like country or jazz, because they don't mention the things that rap does and rock and roll, all the sex and drugs.
Right.
Well, you'd be wrong.
Why do you mean?
Because country music and jazz mention drugs more than any other genre. Yeah, the number one drug references for musical genres is country music, followed by jazz, followed by pop, followed by electronic, followed by rock.
Where's rap?
There's other, whatever that might be.
Other.
And then there's folk. And then rap. Rap.
Other is, B-rap.
Is the very end for musical genres talking about drugs.
Really?
See?
Other beat rap by
I don't know what the hell other is.
I don't know.
I mean, I thought I mentioned them all. A classical?
I'm shocked that country is the most common drug. Really? You listen to country music a lot?
Yeah, but
I know there's whiskey. There's whiskey and booze.
Maybe
and
they're considering that a drug. Alcohol is a drug. Maybe that's what they're considering.
They're saying like drugs.
Yeah, when it comes to drugs, the drug most referenced in music is weed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then cocaine. Then acid. I don't know if I've ever heard a song that had acid.
Especially country
in it.
Music.
Pills. meth. There's songs that have meth in it. Heroin. And then ecstasy.
In country music, Vince Gill blurting about taking meth and pills and ecstasy and
you wouldn't think
heroin.
It. Don't be so quick to judge and turn it because you might be turning it to something even worse. I mean, for example, alternative rock mentions incest, bestiality, and pedophilia more than anything else.
Maybe we're not listening closely enough.
It's the alternative.
Okay, I get it.
That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Be careful.
If you're going to flip it over there, expect some bestiality and pedophilia.
Don't do it. I'd listen to other before I'd listen to that.
With a little sprinkle of incest.
Yeah, sorry.
So I'd stay away from that.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of a drug-fueled reunion, when this band gets back together, oh boy. It's too close to Bananarama, together again after 30 years.
Cool summer, man.
It's cruel, not cool.
Oh, cruel summer. Oh.
You know, it's a cool summer. It's been cool.
Bananarama?
I didn't know they broke up. But I guess one of the girls, Siobhan Fahey, left the group in 2008. And so the other two, Sarah Dillon and Karen Woodward, kept going as a duo But they got old Fahey back. The girls are now 58 years old, 56 years old, and 55 years old.
Oh, no.
Well, like Bananarama, you know, one split off, and then the bunch was down to two, and then the one of the...
Yeah, now they're brown Bananaramas.
We're a bunch gone.
Time to take them in Bananarama bread. Yeah.
So the one that peeled off first.
Yeah.
So, yeah, are you a big Bananarama fan?
No, not really.
It's fun to spell anyway.
Maybe in the 80s. I'm not sure I want to see and hear them now. And the bands like that and the Bangles and the Go-Go's. In their day, they were great, but I'm not sure. No.
Now you don't want to, if they came to town?
My fear is, I've got the mental image in my head of the way they looked and sounded in the 80s. If I see them now and they're 58 and they look, you know.
They were cute back in the day, right? Bananarama
Yeah, but so was your grandma back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Do you want to see grandma on stage? It ruins your image forever, the band. I saw Loverboy 3-4 years ago. The band Loverboy.
I think
he has. The kid is hot tonight.
I think he has Graves' disease or something.
But they're all like still wearing leather and they're all fat and their fat was poking out between the zipper and buttons.
Right,
and
trying to wear the same leather they used to wear.
That's how I see the Loverboy forever like that. Venus.
Venus, not penis.
Oh, I got all these
wrong. Another song strong. Cool Summer and Penis.
This isn't Penis?
No.
You sure?
You've been singing it wrong all these years.
Check the lyric sheet. I'm your penis. I'm desire. Your desire.
You had to be a Bananarama fan, Heidi.
I was.
They had all their albums?
All their one album, I think, maybe.
They had one album? No, they had more than one album. A
couple, maybe.
This song's now a razor commercial, so that would come, I think. Yeah.
For the Venus Razor. Yeah. They're making their money. Here's this song, too. I heard a rumor. Oh, we're glad they're back together.
I never figured the words I heard around there. I never figured that out.
I don't know if they had any other hits than that. Love in the First Degree. I don't know. Is that a hit? No, they had three hits.
The other three.
Yeah, see, they didn't have multiple albums.
That was their three hits.
That was it.
Back in the day, Frank, was it ever cool enough for a guy to go, dude, I got the new Beretta album. Bananarama.
Bananarama, not Beretta. My God, what the hell is wrong with you?
The new Beretta album.
Lay off the Diet Coke, Stroke. Did you stop drinking diet sodas after you told us to get stroke and dementia?
I've switched brands. I've switched to Diet Orange Pop.
That's still a diet soda.
But
aspartame.
But doesn't have as much caffeine as Diet Mountain Dew.
Now be honest, because you think it's Sunkissed, you feel healthy because it's an orange.
It's got an orange right there in the can. Yeah. Look at this healthy
like
orange. It's got the sun and the orange.
It looks healthy.
Diet Sunkissed.
It does look healthier. Don't know that it is.
You know, there's one word. I saw this from Sanjay Gupta. Dr. Gupta on CNN just before we came on the air, and I've never seen this before.
Is that Oprah's guru, Sanjay?
No, that's Deepak Chopra.
Deepak Chopra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Saying this one word can extend your life, according to Dr. Gupta.
Saying the one word?
Saying one specific word can extend your life by
help.
Well, that's the obvious one. Yeah, okay.
All you have to do is say it once every day?
If you say this word frequently.
Okay.
It will extend your life conceivably several years.
No.
That's another good guess, but no. No, it's not no. And it's not help. It's
love.
No.
I don't know.
Don't say it like that. Someone will shoot you.
No, my saying no, you're putting yourself at less risk by not doing anything. It's like, even with eating, you like seconds? No. I'll live longer.
Well, would you like a vitamin? No.
Do you want to go bungee jumping? No.
Would you like to get stung by bees?
Well, I just want to know that if I'm out hiking, I get stung by a bee, I'm not going to go into some panic because I think that I need to get to a hospital. I don't have an EpiPen, and I'm going to die out there.
And the worst thing, too, they say about bee stings, when you panic, is your blood, obviously your adrenaline goes, your blood pumps through your body faster, and then it causes whatever is bad going to happen to go faster.
Yeah, you're out there hiking all the time now, so you're looking for rattlesnakes?
Oh, I saw a rattlesnake over the weekend, and I mean,
it was dressed as an Indian. No, you really have to listen to the whole show. I'm sorry. Callbacks all the time.
It's that season now where they start to come out, so I'll probably stop hiking.
How close was the rattlesnake?
No, go out there. I'm sure you're not allergic to rattlesnakes. Somebody's got a rattlesnake. Bring it down here. Let it bite Heidi on the arm.
I got you some new rattle running shoes.
Build up your immunity.
Right. Yeah, I saw one. I was like, no,
that's how those guys do it. You see those guys who like milk rattlesnakes? They, I don't know if they drink the stuff or they inject
it. They don't drink it, Frank. They use it for toxins.
No, I'm saying to get themselves immune to it, they can get bit by rattlesnakes now because they've made their own body starts building these antibodies.
Is there an easier way that you don't than milking a rattlesnake and chugging it?
That's his job. It's like he's a rattlesnake milker.
Oh God!
How's he get insurance?
Go to the East LA job fair.
What's your occupation? I milk rattlesnakes and skydive on weekends.
He needs to go to that East LA job fair.
Yeah.
Although I will say, I had a gardener once that because I had a spider problem and I had black widow spiders under my lawn chairs, and I saw him do it. He grabbed the Black Widow spider from underneath, and there was like an egg sac and everything. And he took it, and he popped it in his mouth and ate it. And I saw it with my own eyes. He ate it.
Did he stick it out on his tongue? Yeah. It was all smashed.
And He's like, oh, my God, what did you do? He goes, no, that way I'm not, if I ever get bit by one, it won't ever bother me.
What?
I swear.
Is that a cultural thing? Like,
I don't know.
It protects me from the chupacabra.
I don't know. I saw it happen.
The venom of the spider. Now you see, it's just like a flu shot. We're injecting you with flu, then you build the antibodies up, so when you actually get the flu later, you don't get the flu.
Yeah, but they make, you know, in labs, they make anti-venoms and toxins where, you know, they've got the proper dose. I wouldn't just eat Black Widows.
I'm creating my own anti-venom in my system. I don't need to go down to the ER so they can inject me with something. I just have it. I built it. I'm a superhero.
So you suck the juice out of a rattlesnake?
I don't know if you suck it or if they inject themselves with it or something. I don't know.
I saw a YouTube video where it wasn't a rattlesnake, but it was one of the most poisonous snakes, like the real, really bad one where you don't have a chance if it bites you. They had human blood in a beaker. You know, like several ounces of blood swishing around, and they said, watch this.
Hold my beer.
The guy milked the snake and into a little flask, and he took a scientific dropper, took one drop of venom, put it in this beaker that had several ounces of blood, swirled it around, and within 5 seconds, it had turned to the consistency of clay.
It was coagulated.
It just coagulated into solid.
So basically, you scab inside your veins.
In 5 seconds, your blood turned solid.
Oh, my
Good
God.
Good luck with that. Oh, anyway, back to that word that can save your life.
Whatever that is.
Saying this one word can extend your life for several years. What's the word? The word is... You're a genius.
Don't you know about the...
Yes.
Everybody knows about the bit.
Yes.
If it's not...
That's it. Is that the word?
How did you guess? That is it. Well, you did the short version of it, but the entire word.
I did the short version.
I'll give you a hint. It was a song title.
You're going to have a better payoff than that.
No, there's no. People are wondering what is it. There's an actual word, Frank. Hello.
Hello.
Saying the word hello, according to scientific studies and Dr. Gupta, can extend your life conceived by several years. How is that possible? Because lonely people die sooner.
Yeah, but then you look crazy if no one's around. You're just like, hello.
But you make more acquaintances and friends, and that act of making more friends means you have a longer life.
It'll open
life.
The door to give you something possibly to live for.
Yeah, people who are socially active have meaningful people in their life live longer than lonely people. So say the word hello, and that could extend your life by getting you in meaningful relationships, whatever. And that fights off. By the way, they say lonely people die on a par with smokers or people with heart disease and diabetes just by act of being alone with no one in your life that you hang out with or care about.
And you drink Diet Coke.
Oh.
Hello.
Bought another day.
It's Diet Sunkist. Yeah,
he says hello to his Sunkist every morning. Hello, Sunkist.
Hello, donut.
It cancels it all out, right? Say hello to everything.
Hello, Pizza Hut.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. We need to take a quick look at traffic and get 2 minutes of special offers just for you.